From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Governor Bill Walker's administration has approved a plan to possibly expand a massive gas field east of Prudhoe Bay. The Point Thompson gas field currently produces a diesel-like fluid, but it's sitting on a giant natural gas reserve that is a crucial part of the state-led gas line project. In a press release, Walker says the Point Thompson field expansion adds momentum to the state's Alaska LNG project. But it's been a struggle to get the field developed. The state's fight with the field's operator, ExxonMobil, stretched out into a years-long battle that was settled in 2012. That settlement laid out a legal plan for developing the field. After the field came online last year, Exxon released a plan that included increasing natural gas production from the field and potentially arranging to pipe it to Prudhoe Bay if the state's gas line project had not been approved by 2019. The state rejected that plan in August, saying the company was not doing enough to prove that it would actually expand the field. After months of negotiation, the state released the new plan on Friday. It includes more details on what ExxonMobil will do over the next 2 years to expand the field. The company says it will negotiate a commercial agreement to send gas to Prudhoe Bay, some 60 miles away. It will also engineer and design wells and other infrastructure that's needed to expand the field. Juneau's combined high school football team has a new head coach. Juneau School District announced last week that Thunder Mountain High School head coach Randy Quinto will lead the fledgling team next season. This fall, the district announced a decision to combine the Juneau Douglas and Thunder Mountain teams and cheer squads in order to save costs and address declining rosters. Alaska School Activities Association approved the request in November, allowing the district to move forward with the merger. A committee made up of district staff, parents, and students will present two or three options for the new team's mascot and colors in January. Student bodies of both schools and Yokuska-Dakahiti High School will then vote on them. The district still awaits a final decision on which conference it will be playing in from the Alaska School Activities Association. Alaska State Troopers say police shot and killed a man near a major intersection in Fairbanks on Christmas Eve. Authorities say troopers and Fairbanks police responded to a call reporting a distraught man armed with a gun walking in a residential area in the northern part of the city on Sunday evening. Troopers say the man brandished a gun at the officers, and troopers and city police both fired on the man. Troopers say a man was shot while in the back of a patrol car after he pointed a handgun at a trooper elsewhere. Authorities say the man survived and was taken to a hospital in Soldotna on Saturday evening. Authorities say troopers responded to a call reporting a suspicious person walking on private property near Sterling Highway south of Soldotna. A trooper found the man and offered him a ride due to the cold temperatures. Authorities say once the man was in the back of the car, he pulled out the handgun. Someone in the Menhall Valley residential neighborhood fired a gun into the ground this morning trying to break up a pair of dogs fighting. Juneau Police Sergeant Sterling Salisbury says one of the dogs attacked and injured two people. The incident occurred on Columbia Boulevard. It's 23 degrees with a few clouds at Juneau International Airport. You're listening to Public Radio in the capital city.